Why should people live lives of poverty and toil? Why should people rise in the morning fearing to face life because of the evils, the cares, and the sorrows the day may bring? Should life not rather be a carefree, joyous adventure that all should meet with confidence and hope? This great world we live in is full of interest, beauty, and variety, and is peopled by men and women with infinite capacity for happiness. Through the centuries, men and women have struggled to extract the secrets of nature and of Mother Earth. And today we have amassed a great store of knowledge and of skill that gives mankind the control of the earth and its force, so that these may be pressed into the service of humanity. From tropical zones to frigid poles, the fruits of the soil are garnered and conveyed to all parts of the globe. And men of all races work in the service of all races. Invention and discovery from day to day bring men closer together, pile up the quantities of wealth produced at ever-increasing rates, and ever with increasing speed, transport it thousands of miles across the earth's surface, over the seas, or even through the air. And yet, men and women starve, and children cry for bread, because a very few men claim the earth as their own, and make the millions toil for them. The task of the socialist movement in every country in the world is to lighten the workers' toil, to increase the supply of the material things of life in every home, and to remove the horrible insecurity that kills the joy of life, and to sweep the owning classes from the shoulders of the disowned. The scientist has played his part, the writer has played his part, the traveler and explorer have played their part, and now the workers, the common people, must play their part. The wealthy and powerful, blinded by their material riches, do not see the real wealth of humanity itself. And to the workers is left the task of freeing mankind from the fetters of servitude. The will to liberty, the will to security, the will to happiness are first necessary. Then comes the need for an organization to give expression to that will. And after that, a clear idea of the social structure which can enable mankind freely and easily to give his quota of service and receive his full reward. The socialist movement fulfills these three functions. It strives to create the will. It builds up the organization to express it. And it has devised a social structure that can produce the world's needs and supply them in secure and certain fashion. It calls aloud for the willing help of good and true men and women who are not afraid to fight for a just cause.